اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and the recitation of the Quran Kareem. I'm really glad to say that we are having brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and
Fawad
Haider. I really welcome you all. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay. Ali Nasir,
Hussein. Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad.
Fine.
Okay. Inshallah, today we will talk about a very, very important topic on Ayah 87 in Surah An-Nisa, page 92. All right? So, brothers and sisters, if you have your Quran, please turn to page 92, Ayah 87 of Surah
An-Nisa.
Let's listen, everybody, to the recitation of this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا.
That was nice. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 87 in Surah An-Nisa, page 92, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا. Very beautiful ayah, very beautiful. A great message, a great point. Allah, Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah, there is no God except Him. Here this Allah is mentioned at the beginning, it's for emphasis, okay? I think Allah, la ilaha illahu. So it means there is no God except Him, except Allah Almighty. This Him refers to Allah Almighty. La yajma'annakum ila yawmil qiyamah. Will surely gather you on the day of resurrection. Allah Almighty will surely gather you all, O human beings, O creation, on the day of resurrection. لا ريب فيه, in which there is no doubt. Okay?
Yes.
There is?
No doubt.
No doubt. ومن أصدق من الله حديثا. You tell me. You tell me. And who is more truthful in speech than Allah Almighty? Huh?
No one.
No one. It's a question. Hassan, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا? Huh? In another verses, we have وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Okay? I think that's the ayah. So, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. So, what does this ayah tell us? There are a lot of people who don't believe in the Day of Judgment. Right? In the Day of Judgment. So believing in the Day of Judgment is, it needs a very deep understanding. And that's also very simple to prove the Day of Judgment. So let's give a reason on the Day of Judgment. Can you tell me how you understood there is the Day of Judgment? It must be. The Day of Judgment is a fact, a truth. You can tell me?
So if you're a Muslim,
mm-hmm.
there are usuladin. And Qiyamah is one of those. So if you believe in other usuladin, you should believe in this one too. Mm-hmm. But as a non-Muslim, like some other religions talk about this, like the deeds you do
mm-hmm.
later, then you will see the effect of them.
Mm-hmm. Like later in this world or the other world?
Yeah, in this world mostly.
Uh-huh.
But Islam says, like, the deeds you do,
mm-hmm.
the effects are seen on the Day of Judgment, which is in this world,
mm-hmm.
but it is at the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, happening when the world is ending, which is one step near the next world.
Next world. So it means, based on Islamic teachings, we believe that the Day of Judgment exists.
Yes.
It's a fact. And the things that you do here, the deeds that you do here, you will see them in the Day of Judgment as well. The effects you will see here in this world, but most importantly in the next world, yes?
Yes.
You're right. But now how to prove it? How to prove that, of course, how to prove that the Day of Judgment exists? Huh? Okay, let's explain it, okay? A very, very simple example I want to give, and because we don't have much time. Suppose there is an engineer, okay? An engineer, okay? A designer, for example. Engineer or designer. He designs a building. He designs a very building. Like, for example, 34... floor building, okay, level building, okay, 34 level building, okay. Then he starts with the, along with the workers, tell them, okay, somebody is funding, okay, investing on this construction, on this building, okay. They're constructing this building very beautifully, very amazingly. They have, it's well designed, okay. So after the construction is over, so they spent a lot of money on this. Spend a lot of time on this. Maybe it took 2 years, 3 years, okay, to construct this building. After the construction is over, okay, the engineer commands, okay, the workers to what? To demolish the construction, to destroy the construction. There is a question. Will the people ask that person that why did you do so?
Yes.
You spend a lot of money. You spend a lot of time, okay? You constructed this beautiful one, and after it's finished, right after it's finished, you destroy it. What is going on with you? Have you lost your mind? Is it questionable or no? Yes?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And what that person does is really a silly thing. A kid does not do so. You're an engineer, a knowledgeable person. Why would you do that? It's questionable. So now, let's get to that point. I hope you have understood what I want to say. Allah Almighty created human being. Yes or no? And told us to get to perfection, to try our best to be great. Okay? So after, for example, 30 days, 80 days, 90 days, Allah Almighty just make us die. Okay? Make us die. And it's over. And there should be nothing. Allah Almighty created us just for 20 years, then destroyed us. Wouldn't you ask Allah Almighty, why did you do this?
Yes.
You would ask Him. So if you wanted to destroy me, to kill me, to make me die, why did you create me? Huh? To, for example, suffer this kind of pains, like a lot of difficulties in this world, okay? Why did you at first time create me? So this is a very important thing, okay, on at least proving that this life is not the last life. This life, like death is not the last point.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So let's move on to the Tajweed rules, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I hope, inshallah, you've learned something from our today's session. Now we'll mention the tajweed rules, then inshallah we will practice the recitation. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. The word Allah is pronounced heavily here, yes? You don't have to read it. Allahu, Allahu. The Hamzatul Wasl in the beginning, when you start, there is a rule about Hamzatul Wasl, yes? So this alif on the top of Al-Fisu, that front part of Saad, that shape, okay, it's called Hamzatul Wasl. So it comes just to help us read a word that starts with Sakin letter. Allah, the Lam is Sakin here. So in order to read it, we can't read it with Sakin letter. We should have Harakah or vowels, okay? So that's why we use a Hamza, Hamzatul Wasl. So at least we can put a Fatha, a Kasra, a Dhamma on this because it accepts any Harakah.
So why do you put a Fatha on it?
That's the point. The rule says that whenever a word starts with the letter Lam, Lam al-Ta'rif it is. It's a word, it's noun in Arabic. So with nouns in Arabic, put a fatha with Hamzat al-Wasl and read it. Allah, not illah, not ullah. Allah, ar-Rahman, alhamdulillah, ash-shams, al-qamar, al-nahar, as-sama. Alright, that's it. Al-Ard. So, Allahu, la, you can extend the sound or ignore it. Okay, Ali Nasir? Allahu, la ilaha illa huwa. If you stop here, it changes to who. The haraka on waw changes to sukun. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Or you can ignore the mad on la. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. La yajma'annakum. La yajma'annakum. La is an emphatic letter, okay? It emphasizes. La yajma'annakum. This nun mushadda is also emphasized. Look, we said la yajma'annakum. Allah Almighty will gather us on the Day of Judgment. Emphatic words, emphatic letters. La and tanween. Okay? La yajma'annakum. Tanween, no, sorry. Tashdeed on nun, nun mushadda. La rayba fih also emphasizes. La rayba fih, there is no doubt. So, la yajma'annakum jim with sukun. You must what?
Yes, produce a bouncing sound.
A bouncing sound. La yajma'annakum. Nun mushaddad must be extended, the sound, okay? And also nasal sound must be pronounced. La yajma'annakum ila yawmil qiyamati la rayba fih. La ray ra rayb, heavy letter.
Heavy.
Waman asdaqu, waman, no changes to the nun sakin. Waman asdaqu, as sad, heavy letter. Danqu, qaf, heavy letter. Min Allahi, pronounce the word Allah heavily. Min Allahi, haditha, hadithan, changes to haditha. Okay. That's all about the important tajweed rules. Only one more stopping sign. The jim says on the top of la ilaha illa hu. There. It says?
You can continue or stop.
All right. Options. Two options. Option, yeah. Continue or stop. Qila tells you there?
You can stop.
You can stop. But it's better to stop, yeah? Yeah. You can continue also. But it's better to stop. So, listen and practice, brothers and sisters. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الله لا إله إلا هو
الله لا إله إلا هو
ليجمعن إنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه
لا يجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه
ومن أصدق من الله حديثا
ومن أصدق من الله حديثا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Ahsantum. Allah bless you, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio. That's it from us for today, inshallah. In the next session, we'll be talking about Ayah 86 of Surah An-Nisa. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks to brothers here, Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser. And thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See you. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان